Commentator Matt Sabuda joins us this morning for the latest installment of Beyond the Playbook. Matt, you're doing double duty this morning, previewing the Bills' Thursday night game against the Jets, but let's start with a recap of the Bills' win over Miami yesterday.
Well, this was the elixir that Bills fans were looking for without question. I said on Friday that I expected a statement game for the Bills, and they delivered. It was a beautiful Western New York day, and the Bills didn't disappoint as they did their part with a dominant win over the Dolphins, although they still cannot seem to snap out of their maddening habit of taking their usual insane amount of penalties, as they had 13 fouls for 94 yards yesterday. Add that to the 397 yards the defense gave up, and I think the Bills were headed for yet another home letdown. But it wasn't the case, as the Bills' offense was just downright dazzling at times. Tyrod Taylor threw for only 181 yards, but he also only attempted just 12 passes, in which he completed 11. Oney rushed for another 44 yards on 10 attempts. He looked great in his first start back from injury. Speaking of the rushing game as well, this must have been one of the best dual-threat games for the Bills' running backs in recent history. The Bills had two running backs gain over 100 yards each. LeSean McCoy looked every bit the superstar we were expecting at the beginning of the season. He had 16 carries for 112 yards, and his understudy, rookie standout Carlos Williams, came back from missing two games to injury to have just 9 carries, but for an eye-popping 110 yards and 2 touchdowns. If he can stay healthy, he looks like the real deal. And we didn't even get to Bills fans' public enemy number one, Sammy Watkins, who is fresh off his recent ill-conceived tirade against fan critics on social media. Much of that seemed to be forgiven, as he had the best game of his career as a Bill with 8 catches for 168 yards and 1 touchdown. This was the Sammy Watkins that Bills fans were expecting when they drafted him 4th overall last year. As long as he keeps this up, he'll have a little trouble getting back into the good graces of most Bills fans in the very near future, I would suspect.
Well, that sounds great, but it's a short week for the Bills. Is there anything they can work on as they shift their focus toward the Jets in just 4 days?
Absolutely. The defense just continues to remain perplexing. They have all this talent, but continue to give up long drives. And if they were playing a better team than the Dolphins, many of those drives would likely have resulted in more points. They were fortunate to only yield 17 points in a game in which they gave up more than 300 yards in the passing game. And the irony is what I discussed on Friday, which is how Dolphins quarterback Ryan Tannehill has always played poorly in Buffalo and never won. Well, he had his best game of his career against the Bills, but still couldn't manage to win. He's now lost all 4 games he's played in Buffalo. But quite frankly, the Jets are a better team than the Dolphins. And the Bills' defense absolutely needs to figure out their issues, whether it's chemistry or scheme or simply execution. You have to give credit where credit's due, in the sense that they did stiffen up and only allowed the Dolphins to score 17 points. But in my view, they're not going to be able to win games like this against better opponents, particularly on the road.
Well, they're on the road, and so are you. I understand it's going to be the second game you're covering on the road this year, with a short week of practice coming up. What can we expect for the Bills-Jets game?
Yeah, should be an interesting experience to take in a weekday primetime game in New York. These Thursday night games present quite a challenge for both coaches and players. What fans don't see is how the team's scheduled weekdays are thrown off and shuffled because they're shorted 3 days of preparation, which is a lot for an NFL game week. Normally, the work week starts with film review today and Tuesday off. Players then work through game-specific practices from Wednesday to Friday with a full travel day on Saturday. You throw all that out the window this week, as the Bills have to cram everything into the next 3 days prior to game day. This is why we often see plenty of unusual and not exactly the most marquee performances on Thursday night games. Football just doesn't lend itself to this short turnaround. But the Bills will be facing their old friend and former team leader in the Jets quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick, otherwise known as the Beard for his Civil War reenactor shut-in style facial hair that he's been working on for quite some time, apparently. But beyond his appearance, Fitzpatrick is having a very Ryan Fitzpatrick-type season so far. And what I mean by that is his games are very uneven, resulting in the expected middling statistics. He has 11 touchdowns and 8 turnovers, but as Bills fans know all too well, he can get hot at times and go on some impressive streaks. And as many Bills fans are also likely aware, he's also one of the league's brighter quarterbacks who leans heavily on his Harvard intellect to make up for his physical shortcomings. And that'll present an interesting challenge, I think, for the Bills, as he has quite a bit of familiarity with the Bills' defensive personnel and their capabilities. He's also a little dinged up, though, with a thumb injury, but that didn't seem to hold him back in their win against the Jaguars yesterday. Bills can't seem can't underestimate him, and I doubt they will. And by the way, this will be Coach Rex Ryan's first trip back to New York as an opposing coach after spending the last 5 years of his career as the Jets head coach. You could bet he's going to be extra motivated to come away with a win against his former team. Should be an entertaining game with all kinds of drama and subplots. Hopefully the play on the field lives up to the pregame hype. Bills should match up well against an overachieving Jets team, but then again, if they continue to underachieve, Bills fans could be in for a long Thursday night.
Well, at least we have new uniforms to look at. Matt Sabuda, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Howard.